Hey, my name is Annie.
And I'm Laura.
And our favorite thing is
stickers.
Welcome to the Finding Favorites podcast, where we explore your favorite things without using an algorithm. Here's your host, Leah Jones.
Hello, and welcome to Finding Favorites. I'm your host, Leah Jones, and this is the podcast where we learn about people's favorite things and get recommendations without using an algorithm. I am here tonight with the co-founders of the BFF Sticker Club, Annie Simkin and Laura Wansick. Annie and Laura, how are you doing tonight?
We're great. We're so happy to be here. Hello.
I'm so excited because I just saw your cat come on the screen.
Yes, this is Cowboy. He also loves stickers.
Of course. I'm so glad he's here.
he looks like he has green eyes.
Oh, dear.
He does. They're kind of hazel. Mm-hmm. He loves a podcast interview because it means I'm going to be sitting down for at least an hour available for pets. So
I love that.
He hears me say, welcome to Finding Favorites, and literally just runs over. He's like, computer's going to be warm.
Oh.
And she's going to be available for pets. So
I love that.
That's what happens every time. So Laura and Annie, I'm dialing in from Chicago. We were just chatting about that. Where are the two of you dialing in from?
We are coming at you from the opposite corners of Ohio. So I'm in Southwest Ohio in Oxford, home of Miami University, kind of near Cincinnati.
Okay. Okay.
And I am up in Northeastern Ohio in a suburb of Cleveland called Solon.
All right. So I thought maybe you were Hoosiers because we're going to talk about it. You have Camp BFF coming up at Gucci in Zionsville.
Yeah, so we actually are Hoosiers.
Okay.
So Laura and I are childhood best friends, and we grew up in Indiana. And then as adults, we both migrated over to the exciting world of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild over here. Yes.
It is. It's exotic.
Well, I'm
Do
from
you know
Terre Haute.
Gucci?
Oh, you're from Terre Haute.
I'm from Terre Haute. I know Gucci as an adult, so I converted to Judaism in my 20s. It turns out everyone Jewish I grew up with obviously went to Gucci, and a lot of Chicago kids, adults, a lot of my friends at synagogue who are from Indiana, that's where they went. So
I wonder if I knew any of them. Maybe we were. So a fact about Gucci, we're just gonna bounce right in.
Yeah, dive in.
Is that I went to Gucci as a child, mm-hmm. Which is for friends here who are new. It's a Jewish camp. A Jewish summer camp where Laura and I are having a sticker camp this year, but we'll get into that. What I'm going to talk about right now is that at Jewish summer camp when I was younger, we had communal showers. So everyone would get into the shower together. There were no curtains and it was just a big naked shower time. So what I'm saying to you, Leah, is that I may have seen several of your friends naked.
It's possible.
Yeah. So
that's
ask them if
amazing.
They remember me. I have a birthmark on my my back left shoulder.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to start asking people about that detail as well.
Yeah.
Your specific birthmark.
They now have curtains there just to clear it up.
Yeah. Camp BFF is going to be a private shower situation.
Absolutely. Unless you want to get wild. I don't know. And that's not my business.
Yeah.
So.
No judgment.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and talk about Camp BFF. I think we're going to work our way backwards. So Camp BFF is this fall retreat you're doing for people who love stickers?
Yeah. So we really like stickers.
Yeah.
So that's what brings us here to talk about our favorite thing, which is stickers.
Yes.
So Laura and I are childhood best friends who grew up to be, both of us are mental health therapists, and we both really like stickers. So during pandemic time, I mean, in the height of the pandemic time.
Yes.
we founded the BFF Sticker Club, which is a group of excited sticker enthusiast adults. And as we will discuss, that sort of like escalated like a large bale of hay falling down a hill into all of a sudden we're having a summer. All of a sudden we're having a summer camp or a fall camp, I guess, for grown adults who like stickers, where I used to get naked with other girls in the shower and speak in Hebrew. It's very exciting, Leah.
I love it. I love it. How many people are you expecting, or what's your goal?
Well, we already sold out. So
you met your goal.
We sure did.
It's true. It's true. It's very, very exciting. And so we're kind of in the throes of planning right now. We were, you know, going to make it a really magical time for everyone. And then hopefully, you know, it'll become an annual event that we can just repeat, so that we can spread the sticker love throughout the globe. People are coming from Australia. How many people do we have coming from Australia, Annie?
I think four. Like four. I think. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Laura's been practicing her Australian accent.
Yeah, it's going
well.
It's very bad. Her accent's very bad.
I can't wait for... I hope those people coming from Australia to Zionsville, Indiana, to go to a Jewish summer camp, take a video of every person that when they say like, oh, I'm going to the States on vacation. Where are you going? Indiana.
Okay.
I'm so excited for every person they encounter for what's coming.
I feel like it's super interesting because for a lot of them, this is their first experience in North America, right? And so they're coming over for like a niche experience within a niche experience within a niche experience. And I feel like I don't know that they're going to get the full America experience, and maybe that's good, but nonetheless, it's going to be something.
Yeah. Well, you got to make sure like on their way to the airport, you send them by St. Elmo's in Indianapolis.
I don't know.
I don't know St. Elmo's.
What? Oh my gosh. You guys should also go there and celebrate. Did you watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Of course.
You know the steakhouse that Ron Swanson is obsessed with in Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm.
That's closed the night they go? Essentially, it's St. Elmo's is what they're talking about. It is a steakhouse in Indianapolis that has the best shrimp cocktail on the planet.
Oh, wow.
Like, they sell their shrimp cocktail sauce. Their sauce is so special.
Wow.
It's like a horseradish cocktail sauce.
I don't eat meat, but maybe they have a baked potato.
I went once with a client who was vegan, and he had an amazing meal.
There you go.
Okay. And he picked it.
Okay. Bold choice.
Yeah.
Bold choice. I eat lots of animals, so I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to even out the plane with Laura.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell me about, the tagline of this podcast is getting recommendations without an algorithm, but the Instagram algorithm is how we found each other.
Right.
So tell me about what is this? So at the peak of, it's the height of the pandemic, we're all locked down, and you decide... we're going to bring our love of stickers out to the people. So what does BFF Club do or mean? Or is it like, what is it?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Okay, Laura, you want to do our thing?
Well, the BFF Sticker Club, first and foremost, is an experience. It's a movement. So there are a variety. It's a community. Yes. I mean, really, first and foremost, it's a community. So there are a variety of ways to be involved with the BFF Sticker Club. So one way that you can just I'm going to quickly plug our website. You can go to www.thebffstickerclub.com and see a recap of what I'm about to say. But there are.
It's like super pretty.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh. The illustrations are phenomenal.
Thank you. Yeah, I did the graphic design, but we have an artist who did like the drawings of all the people. named Tiffany Taylor. She's amazing. So we do a variety of things. So one thing that we do is every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on Instagram, we go live. And Annie and I, well, we're full of shenanigans on Monday nights. We talk about all sorts of craziness. You never really know what's going to happen. It's very, very fun. On that, we often have, so we call the people in our community our stickies. So okay. We have a guest sticky every Monday. And we do have an agenda for our Monday night lives, but I'm not going to guarantee that we stick to it because we tend to deviate, you know, which is part of the fun. But we often do giveaways, people, you know, connect in the comments, and it's just very, very fun. So that's one way to be involved. We also do a monthly, this is free, a monthly bestie match where you can sign up for a sticker bestie who you're going to exchange 3 to 5 sticker sheets with. And we've had consistently 200 plus people sign up every month. Wow. And it's very fun, I think, for people that, to meet other people. There's a lot of people in our community who love to do pen palling and send mm-hmm. sticker mail back and forth, particularly with what's called a traveling postcard. A traveling postcard is a product that we sell and also other people sell. We didn't invent it. But basically, the postcard has a theme of your choice. And so you put an original sender, so whoever the postcard's going to be returned to, and maybe you put the theme of like cats. And then it gets mailed to a variety of people, and everybody has like a little section that they sticker according to the theme. And then it returns to the original person after it's traveled lots of different places.
Oh, that's so neat. Before 9/11, when you could give strangers things on the airplane, it used to be like you'd give somebody, it would be like, let's see how far this teddy bear can travel. So you give it to someone who's getting on a plane and they'd take a picture, like the teddy bear would travel with like a camera in its backpack.
It would
be stranger, and eventually come back home. It's like that.
I have never heard of that. That's amazing.
I'm 46, so, you know, 9/11, I was out of college, so I feel like when I was in college, it was something that was happening. That definitely not a post, fun. Not a post 2001 activity.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, it's the same concept. Exactly. Except it's just a piece of paper with stickers. So we coordinate that, the sticker bestie matching, and then we also sell traveling postcards, and people can find people to swap with, you know, in the community. We sell products. So we have a variety of books and sticker sheets that we sell. We have the year of stickers, and the year that's I'll just show you on the screen. I know that the listeners can't hear it, but this is a book that, so there's two sections of this book. The first section is there's a place to put a sticker of the day every day throughout the year. So it could be a sticker of, you know, an outfit that you wore. It could be a sticker of something you ate. It could be just a sticker you found that day, anything. And then the other section of the book is there's 52 pages that are blank. And at the bottom, they say date and challenge, because every Wednesday we release a sticker challenge. So, for example, this one here was star stickers. And so then you complete the challenge, and then you can post pictures using our hashtag and see what everybody else did with the sticker challenge.
Wow.
So that's a way.
Go ahead. Are people... because I had a sticker book, of course. I was a child of the 80s. so obviously I had like a binder and had sheets, sticker sheets, and traded them. But this is, people aren't going into their, or they, is it a combination of like vintage and new stickers, or people mostly using new stickers?
I think it depends on their personal preference. Yeah, they could be using vintage stickers, found stickers, bought stickers. There's just a variety. There's no rules. There's no rules, right. You know.
And I think that's sort of one of the coolest parts, is particularly about the sticker challenges every Wednesday. So if you go on Instagram and you look up the hashtag the BFF Sticker Club Challenge, there's going to be a whole, like, tons and tons of things that pop up. And even though it's the same challenge, everybody does it so differently because everybody has different taste in stickers. Everybody uses different kinds, like new ones, vintage ones, scrapbook ones, you know, whatever. So everybody's looks completely different, which makes it really cool, I think.
That's so neat. Laura, did we lose you? Mm. We lost her. Okay, womp, she'll be back. Womp, womp. Womp.
Yeah. So you converted as an adult, eh?
I did. Yeah, my late 20s.
How cool. My mom did too, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, hi, I'm so Laura. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Welcome back.
Thank you. My internet just went out. What did your mom do that you tell me what I missed?
She also converted as an adult to Judaism.
Oh, yes, it's true.
Yeah. And did she also become president of her synagogue?
She became head of the sisterhood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We get real involved.
Yeah.
Can't help it. They don't tell you, but there's no being like secular. There's no being like a kind of checked out convert.
I mean, when you have to work that hard for it, I think it becomes like instantly more important than it would have otherwise, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just became president of my synagogue again.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I was president for 2 years, from May of 2019 to May of 21. So during peak COVID, and like had to like figure out the tech of how to do an online service and how to do a live stream, and was really burnt out at the end of that. Yeah. And so I was not president for 2 years, and I'm back again in part because it's going to, I think, be kind of like restorative to be president of the synagogue, hopefully not during a global emergency.
Yeah, let's not jinx it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so sorry. Laura, you were talking about stickers.
Well, you were saying. Well, I was going through all the ways you can get involved. Is there anything I missed?
So there's the Wednesday, there's the Monday live streams, the Wednesday sticker challenge, the traveling postcard.
And then just another kind of cool thing we do is on, another amazing thing about us is that every Sunday we have what we call Sticker Shop Sunday. And we will post typically a small sticker shop, and they will give a discount code for everybody to use. So even if you don't think Laura and I are funny and you don't want to do challenges and you don't want to be a pinball, even if you just like to buy stickers, if you come hang out with us and look at what we post on Sunday, then you will get a discount on some stickers, which is a pretty good deal, I think.
Yeah. Very cool. And is that all on the, because on your site it says join the club. Oh, you're here. You did it. Just by wanting to join. It's like, do you make a login? No, you literally just click on join us.
We're very open.
That's right. You express interest and that's that. You are part of the club.
Fantastic. So you can find all those, the things that we're talking about that we do weekly, we update them on Instagram. And then to find out information about camp and to buy our stuff, et cetera, you can do that through our website, or we have an Etsy account as well.
Great. So I will link to everything in the show notes, and people can get involved now so that they can go to BFF camp next fall.
That's right.
But let's talk about it. Your favorite thing is stickers, right? That's what we're here to talk about. So I want both of you to time travel back to your formative sticker experience. So you talk about being childhood best friends. Did you have sticker books, or were you like of the age where you were collecting stickers as kids?
I collected stickers. I was like very into Lisa Frank stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this favorite one. Anybody who's like into Lisa Frank might remember that there's a Lisa Frank cow. And I really liked that cow. But I actually still have, I know that this is a podcast, but friends that were listening, I have my sticker book right here from when I was little. So when I'm looking inside of it, there's like, I like saved some from the dentist office and like some puffy ones with googly eyes and stuff like that. So I did save them, but actually kind of, it's weird because I feel like Laura and I did have so many formative 90s kids experiences together. Like we played mm-hmm. with trolls, we played with our American Girl dolls, we did all those things. I don't think that you and I ever did stickers together until we were adults. Would you say that's true, Laura?
Yeah. I mean, I've been a scrapbooker for a very long time. And so that's really the way I think that I've mostly used stickers is in memory keeping.
Okay.
And yeah, so the way that stickers happened, Annie and I always joke because we had this like joint experience of just this manic escalation over the course of about 24 hours where I had sent her some stickers for mm-hmm. a Sue Heck day. Do you know who Sue Heck is?
Yes, from the middle.
Yeah. Correct. Another
the
Indiana
daughter
treasure.
On the middle.
Yeah, you're exactly. Our people. Yeah.
That's yeah. Right. That's right. So,
so we
celebrate
love her so much that we created a holiday because we realized like we love each other so much, but our holiday, like our winter holidays don't line up because I do Hanukkah and Laura does Christmas. And then we would never share gifts. And we were like, what in the heck are we doing? And so we created a holiday, which is called Sue Heck Day. And it falls on sort of leap year because that's Sue Heck's birthday.
Okay.
That all makes sense,
celebrate
right?
It.
So it's on February 29th, but you celebrate it annually.
Correct. Yes. Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So at the very first Sue Heck, first Sue Heck day, I sent Annie some stickers and I had like printed them out. They were like custom. Like I sent you Mindy Kaling, Jared Leto, Bernie Sanders with the gloves, you know, silly stickers. Yes. And then we were so sad when the day was over. And so then one of us said, do you know who said it? Like we should trade stickers because we really liked the stickers. That was like really fun. Mm-hmm. I think we both sent each other stickers and we were like, we should trade stickers every month. Like that would be so fun. And then literally over the next 24 hours, we're like, let's do like the BFF sticker club. Let's have an Instagram. Cause I think we were just like, stickers are so much fun. And we, you know,
yes,
it's so fun to allow yourself to do something like that as an adult.
Absolutely.
I think we have these rules, you know, about what adult hobbies could look like and what adult activities mm-hmm. can look like. But there is no rule that says 40-year-old women, okay, Annie, I know you're 39. She's going to be 40 in 5 days. Can't play with stickers.
And I think especially at the time that that all happened with, you know, we had all kind of been trapped in our house for like a year. And I think we were so desperate for just like something pleasant, right? Like, and not mm-hmm. even just something pleasant, but something that could just be for us, you know, and you didn't
easy.
Have to share it. Yeah. And it didn't have to be complicated. You didn't have to share it with the other people in your house. Like it wasn't a whole thing and it was just so nice. Right. And so we got really excited and we were like, that's it. We're emailing Lisa Frank and Mrs. Grossman. We're going to do yes. a collaboration. It's going to be so good.
You
and,
know,
and
we often
we here,
get people
right?
that will say, I want my daughter to join, or I want to get some for my kids. And that's fine. Kids can like stickers, but our whole shtick is like, this is for adults. This
yeah,
camp
this
is
an
for
adult
adults.
Sticker club. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
It's not that's a family right. camp. It's an adult camp.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's so important. I just saw someone give a speech on Wednesday about, you know, and one of her points was just like trying to find joy in every day. And I do think after one of the things I've done with this podcast is I talk to people about their favorite thing and what are you a fan of? What do you love? And can we set aside that like detached cynicism and just love things. It's so much more fun to be excited about something than to be like ironically into something.
Totally. Right. Like own it.
Yeah. Isn't it cool when people are just like super into something? Like, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, I feel like when you talk to somebody and they're just really excited about a thing, even if you don't care about the thing, it just feels good to be around somebody who's excited about something and something like passionate about something. And it makes them a more likable person, I think.
Yeah, it does. It also helps me, you know, having, for me, the thing that kind of flipped the switch for me that I was like, I'm just going to love this thing was Hamilton, the musical Hamilton, which I know feels cliche, but I got into it. I started listening to the cast recording. They were in Chicago for like 2 years, so I saw it many times in Chicago. And I was like, oh, this is why people like sports. Cause I was like, oh, well, this person left and then they went to this movie and now like the original cast and these two are on Blindspotting together and these ones are going over to do In the Heights, the movie, but they're playing new characters. And when they were right, it was like, I was like, this is why people care about the football draft. I'm like, I'm getting it. I'm finally having some understanding. Yeah.
And you're part of a community of other Hamilton lovers, right? Because it's like you can talk to other people and they're excited about it the way you are. And that's like a really, I think, a really special human experience that not everybody gets to have.
Yep. Yeah.
I wish it for everybody.
So I do. I do, too. I do, too. I think we're getting more. I think it's shifting that way, that people are embracing their fandoms. And hopefully without the toxic fandom stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, Will Wheaton says everyone's a nerd. Like someone who loves football is a nerd about football. Mm-hmm. But we attach these labels to being interested in certain things according to what society kind of says is cool, right? But nerd can apply to anybody and it can be good.
Yes. There used to be in Chicago, actually, I think it still exists, the Chicago Nerd Social Club. And it was started, I'm going to say it was like 2008, 2009 is when it was started. And the very first mixer they had like a dozen stickers, colored dots at the front. And it was like, blue is if you're a sci-fi nerd, this is comic book nerd, tech nerd. And so you would put the stickers on your name tag identifying what type of nerd you were.
I'm obsessed with that.
For the first social hour. Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Sue Hecte. And has Sue Hecte stayed just the two of you, or have you or do more people in the BFF club know about it? Or is it, this is really like your private party?
Yeah. I'd say it's like basically the day of our friendship, right, Annie?
Yeah. I mean, I think that an interesting part of the BFF sticker club, I think, is that Laura and I have sort of opened our friendship to a lot of people, right? And so it's like there's these pieces of us that I think that we now experience with a huge community of people, and that's really fun and exciting. But I think that you're right that Sue Hecte is kind of a day that's just kind of between us in a lot of ways. Like, we exchange really funny gifts and like we're not showing everybody the gifts, and
right.
I think that's just, that's sort of our special day, I think.
Yeah, that's true, because for the last two, we haven't, we have never like posted about it, really done videos, showed it. We haven't made it part of our, that's true. That's interesting.
It's our love day. Let's unpack it, Laura. Let's
It's our intimate time.
I think too that, you know, a funny thing about Laura and I is that since we are both mental health therapists, I think that so much of what we talk about like kind of leans towards mental health. And you know, just on the topic of kind of how important it is to have things that you're passionate about, like, I think that we talk a lot about how it's so nice just for your mental health to play with stickers, right? Like, it's relaxing. It's like a mindful activity. It's a good wind down thing at the end of the day, particularly like our book where we do a sticker a day in it. It can be a really nice activity to just think about your day before you're going to sleep. A good way to be mindful, a good day to a good way to relax. And so I do think that there's overlap in what we do with stickers and what we do for our professional lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, we believe in it as people and professionals.
Yeah. Sure. What about people who are too nervous to put the sticker in the wrong place?
We get that question and comment on that so
constantly,
much.
Right?
Yeah, because it's so real. Yeah. You know, and what's so interesting about it is how we didn't struggle with that as kids. You know, it, mm-hmm. even though in a way I think stickers were harder, like when you got a sticker, it was really, really special. But it was like there was less anxiety about sticking it. But now I think stickers are easier to find and yet we are more scared to stick on, which is interesting. So one of our beliefs, well, values, one of our values at the BFF Sticker Club is we stick our stickers. And we really encourage people to not hoard them, to not treat them like they are, you know, like a plastic covered couch. You know, stickers live their best life when they stick, when they mm-hmm. go somewhere, and you don't own a sticker any less just because it's stuck, right? It's just found its permanent home. You still have it. You can still look at it. There's nothing about the adhesive touching paper that changes a sticker, you know?
So a lot of places will make their books with pages where the stickers can be removed, and we do not do that. We do our books with pages where the stickers, they stick. And what we say is that we're going to commit to it. You're going to put it down. You're going to commit to putting it in that spot, and it's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang it.
I love that. I love that because you know, if I think about the stickers, you know, I've got I switched out my big water bottle that I keep at my desk, but usually I've got one that's got, a friend of mine made these amazing, shelter in place stickers, it was like she made like sports team logos for different types of shelter in place people. So it was like a tortoise, a cat, a badger. They all had really cute names. And so I bought the stickers of the team I associated with. I've got that on a mug. But like water bottles for me, it used to be my last laptop was covered in stickers. But now it's water bottles are where my stickers go to live their best lives.
I love that. I love that. And is it hard for you to stick them?
Not on the water bottles, because that feels like it's something I'm going to see every day. It's going to be in use. Other people are going to see it. Other people are going to talk about it. I think it's harder to think about sticking stickers where I'm not going to get to see them. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no, when I bought my water bottle for a trip last summer, I specifically like went around my house, like, all right, let's find all the podcast stickers I've got. Let's find, like, now I have somewhere for them to go. They're going on my travel water bottle. So
you enjoy a functional, visible sticker.
I do. Yeah. But so not a bumper sticker.
Yeah, I know. I was joking with my husband about how, like, I don't have any stickers on my car, but he bought me a custom license plate that says stickers. So nice. I feel like I need to get stickers all over my car. Yeah, I mean, maybe like you said about the different shelter in place people, there's different kind of stickerers, right?
Yeah.
Because I like to create pages, you know, and then I love looking at them like completed pieces of art mm-hmm. and flipping through and looking at them, you know, and I'm more anxious about putting them on like a water bottle because I feel like they're more vulnerable to getting wet or messed up. So it's just interesting, the different perspective.
Yeah. I mean, I tend to pick for the water bottle. Those tend to be like the ones that are a little bit more vinyl-y.
Yeah, sure.
Versus papery stickers. So I'm using stronger stickers on the water
bottles.
Yeah,
they're durable.
So, yeah. All right. So if someone is new to stickers, like new to the concept of sticker collecting and sticker using, Where do you send, like, where does somebody shop for stickers, like a newbie? What should people look for? What do you have, like, yeah, we'll just start there. Like, where does a new sticker person go for stickers?
Well, I would have to go ahead and recommend the BFF Sticker Club Etsy site. They have really good stickers.
Yes.
But also there's a lot of other great small shops. You know, if you like scratch and sniff stickers like you had when you were growing up, there's a really cool shop called Everything Smells. And she has just like stickers exactly like you remember, and they smell like strawberries and all that good stuff. There's a shop that we both really love called Paper Treats Shop that you can Google, and she sells a wide range of Japanese stickers. I don't know, Laura, what would be, wait, Four Bears sells stickers.
Etsy, I mean, that was where I really started, was Etsy, just typing in stickers I was interested in. So if you're looking for vintage, you could go on Etsy. There's lots and lots and lots of little shops on Etsy, you know, of people that might even be printing and cutting their own stickers and selling them. And
wow.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I would recommend. And then you can really kind of decide, you can find your style, I think, through that. And Annie and I have both kind of found our style. Like, I think there were stickers that I was really into when we first started this that I'm less into now. Don't you feel that way, Annie?
Totally.
Oh, okay. So what are your sticker styles?
Well, I, in terms of texture, personally, I love washi stickers. And I love clear
stickers.
I know
what washi tape is. So
it's the same finish.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's the same paper. It's just that it's, you know, die cut to the shape. I really love cute things. Cute little animals, cute little people doing things. We have a book called BFFville, and it's like a town of different scenes. And so I love stickers that can go in there doing different things. Like, one of the scenes in BFFville is a therapy office. And so it's fun to like find a sticker crying and then put them on the couch, you know, or there's an airplane scene, so finding a sticker that can fall out of the plane. Like, it's just fun to have them interact, I guess. I just like cute. I love Japanese and Korean stickers in particular. I feel like are always my favorites. Yeah.
And Annie, what's your sticker style?
I really like animals doing silly things. I feel like, I think, Laura, I'm curious if you would agree with this or not. I think I lean more towards vintage stickers than you do. Probably because I played with them when I was little and you didn't. And so they have kind of a nostalgic value for me that I'm not sure they do for you. And I really like scratch and sniff stickers. I think those are really fun. I like bright colored stickers. I like all kinds of stickers. It's hard to find a sticker I don't like.
And so, Laura, you said you got into stickers through the world of scrapbooking. And now do you see them as, like, overlapping hobbies or separate hobbies?
Yeah, that's such an interesting question, because I do see them as distinct hobbies. I have many a hobby, and I do really use them differently in scrapbooking than I do in stickering. I use them in a much more simple way in scrapbooking, and with stickering, I love to create like collage pages, or themed pages. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. And you keep the supplies separate. Of course.
I do. I have like a Raskog cart kind of thing with three levels, and that's all of my stickering stuff is just on that. So
nice.
Yes, I do. Something fun about, I just want to kind of share a little bit about the way that we do sticker sheets, because I think it's a little bit unique. So we started selling sticker sheets only in bundles for 2022. And we released a quarterly bundle, and every time it had 10 different artists that we feature. So we really want, you know, a lot of times when you buy a product, you're not told who the artist is. Like, if you buy a blanket from Target, you don't know who designed the floral, right? It's not like Target plus, you know, Jane Doe. It's just Target, Opal House. And so we really want to acknowledge, celebrate, and promote the artist behind each of our sticker sheets. So all of our sticker sheets in the bundles, and now we sell them just individually, have the artist name. And when we did the bundles, we did interviews with them whenever we released it. But we collaborate with a ton of different artists and just really want to share all of the fun artwork that we find, to your point, on Instagram, right? The algorithm shows us people that right. we like. And that's a big part of our business model, is we want to collaborate and champion other brands and other artists.
So I just opened your Etsy and the sheets are so cute. And so
thank you.
The people are so diverse, right? Like body type, skin color.
Yes, that's important as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because that's another huge value, is representation and diversity that we want to have in stickers in a variety of different ways, a variety of different identities. We want to be showcased.
Do you go out and find an artist? So like, let's just say Tiffany Taylor, for example. Do you say, hey, Tiffany, will you take this sticker sheet you've done before, and just as a collab, we'll put the BFF, like we'll sell it for you? Or are these artists doing new sheets for the BFF Sticker Club?
So these are typically artists. Yeah. So these are typically artists who haven't made stickers before. You know, on Instagram, it's really cool because you can sort of just scroll and you get to see all different kinds of art, and artists are posting stuff all the time. So oftentimes Laura or I will stumble across an artist and some work that they've done on Instagram, and we'll send it to one another. And we'll be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Message her. So then I'll email them and say like, hey, would you be interested in collaborating with us on a sticker sheet? And so oftentimes their sticker sheets are sort of a combination maybe of sketches that we've seen on their Instagram page or on their website. Or maybe we'll find, there's been times with an artist where we'll see one piece of work that they've done that's really inspiring to us, and we'll say like, hey, could you illustrate some other things that could be on a sticker sheet with this one image that would make sense together? Mm-hmm. And then they do it, and we talk through what the theme is going to be. So it truly is a collaboration between us and the artist.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
Then everything is die cut. Is that the yes. word for it?
Yes. That's right. Yes. Yes.
I'm looking through the winter. You can see it in the reflection of my glasses, I'm sure, because I have this like blue blocker stuff on my glasses. It just means if I'm on yep. a Zoom, I cannot stray. So I'm just clicking through all the sheets in this winter sticker bestie bundle, and they're just so cute. And I feel like I'll be buying some when we hang up. Maybe I'm going to become a sticker person.
Yeah,
we would love that.
You know, I went and watched did like morning routine and evening routine with a friend's kid recently. And at the end of the day, she picks a sticker that represents her day and puts it on her calendar. It's part of her bedtime.
Oh, that's amazing. She needs mm-hmm. a year of stickers book, because she could put it in her bucket. It'll be a scrapbook.
Yeah. But she does, it is a key part of like the wind down routine, is she gets out tomorrow's clothes, she puts a sticker on the calendar for the day, reads a book. Like, it's just like in the list of things. It was on the printout her parents gave me. It was like, the sticker on the calendar was important. And they were like, here's where the stickers are. She gets to pick one for the day and she puts it on our calendar. It's not behavior driven. It's not like if she had a good day, she gets a sticker. It's every day she gets a sticker on her calendar.
Yeah. And I think, really like how you said that, because we've lost Laura.
She'll be back.
Yeah. I think that that's a really good point, though, that it doesn't have to be something that you earn, right? And I think, you know, especially as an adult, it's like, how many things do you do, not because you feel like you deserve it or you've earned it, but just because you can. It makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if putting a sticker in a book at the end of the day makes you feel good, like, do it every day, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I love that. It's so, I don't know what I was expecting when we booked this, but it's so much deeper. You guys have put so much more thought into it than I initially expected. And that sounds like a backhanded compliment. I don't mean it to be.
No, I appreciate you saying that. I think that that's a really nice thing to say. Because I think when we introduce the idea to people, or just when I'm casually kind of talking to people and they're like, oh, what do you, and I'm like, oh, stickers. I think it can sound really trite, right? But it doesn't have to be, right? And I think that that's the case with so many things. You know, like maybe somebody says like, oh, I'm really into bike riding, but maybe bike riding is what got them through like the biggest crisis of their life. Right. And so these little things, they can be big things if you let them. Yeah. And I think that that can be true of so many of, you know, our favorite things. And, you know, I think going back to kind of the kid that you were talking about, something that Laura and I have talked about before is that I think a lot of us growing up, our experience with stickers is that you get a sticker when you do something good, right? So you get it when you go to the doctor and you're a good kid, right? You get your shot, you don't cry. You get it when you go to the dentist and you get your teeth cleaned, or you get a good grade on a paper. And so I think that they can hold this meaning to them as adults that makes it scary maybe to use them or to feel like you have to earn them or something, but like, you don't. You're an adult with adult money and you can use those stickers however you want to. It can be healing, right?
Absolutely. This has been so fun. I know that I am definitely going to buy some stickers and think about it differently. Like, I don't know. I do have like you said it so simply that stickers should be stuck, or we stick stickers. Is that what you said? We stick stickers? And that they don't have to be so precious.
Yes, exactly. There's always another sticker around the corner, right?
Yeah.
Because I think there's so many benefits to having stickering as a hobby. It's relatively cheap. It's easy. It's unpretentious.
Yeah.
It doesn't really take any technical skill. You can take it on the go. And so it's just, there's always other stickers coming around the bend.
And I bet once you start buying stickers, you suddenly realize everyone sells them, right? Like, they're actually everywhere.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's totally. So exciting. And then it's like there's this whole other new thing that you can geek out about, right? Because you can like look at sticker shops, and it's nice to look at cute things, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Who are your dream collabs? Like, big name art. I mean, big name artists. Like, if you each had a dream collab or a few, who's up there for you?
Oh my gosh. My absolute, well, I have two favorite artists. One is The Printed Peanut, is her Instagram handle. And the second is Annalise Draws, is her, and it's Annelise. And they are both just, oh my gosh, if they collabed, I'd be, mic drop, I've peaked.
Amazing.
Yeah. What about you, Annie?
Gosh, I don't know. It feels like so much pressure to answer this question right now.
I was so ready. I was so ready with
it. I know.
Maybe Ja Rule?
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Lisa Frank.
Yeah, Lisa Frank, obviously. Man, I don't know, because I feel like there's so many amazing artists out there, and it's hard for me to narrow it down. I think that what I think for me, I don't want to say a person. I think that what I really love the most, though, when we do these collaborations is sort of doing things that other people haven't done yet or there isn't a lot of yet. So like you mentioned, something that we really try to do is represent a lot of different kinds of people, you know, whether it be sizes of bodies, colors of skin, different physical abilities. And I love the idea that somebody could find themselves in a piece of art, even though it's a sticker, right? Stickers mm-hmm. are traveling art. And I love the idea that somebody could see themselves in a bit of art and that we could be a part of that. I think that that's really powerful. And so I would really love to do more things like that. So I think that for me, it's not necessarily a person, but it's the kinds of things that I want to do that are sort of related to representation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, it really is when you go on your Etsy page, it is it's striking how the diversity, your efforts towards diversity and inclusion, like, are so obvious as soon as you get on the page. It's not that there's one, it doesn't feel token. It feels like you've really worked to make sure that that is expressed. So kudos to you and the artists that you're working with.
Thank you so much for saying that. I'm so glad. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that that's happening.
Yeah, I think when people, it'll all be linked in the show notes. But nobody should buy the stickers before I've bought my stickers.
You're so funny.
I mean, I will buy them before I release the episode.
Guys, Leah's in line first.
I'm in line first. These cuties, like this, the... Is it Jari Gomez?
Oh my god,
Jari Gomez! I know we had to have two sheets because they're so cute.
They're so cute.
Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
The yellow glasses cutie sticker sheet.
I know.
And you know what? It's the cutest part of those is if you go to her Instagram page, that artist is that it looks like her. She has big yellow glasses like that. It's so cute.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I love it.
All right. So where can people find you on the internet?
Our website at www.thebfffstickerclub.com or on Instagram, where we do our Monday Night Lives at the BFF Sticker Club. And you can follow our hashtags if you have something specific that you're interested in, like the traveling postcards or the sticker bestie matching or the sticker challenges every week.
And if you want to follow along with our camp adventures, you can follow us on Instagram at, let me make sure I'm telling you correctly, Camp BFF Sticker Club.
People can look forward to future BFF camps, sticker camp BFFs, camp BFF sticker club camps. I look forward to learning about the reaction of your Australian visitors to India.
Yeah. And I, you know, ask your friends if they've seen me naked at Jewish camp.
I will. I find out. Brush I mark. Feel like my It's such a I the just as an aside, when I was converting, I bought a book called it's not, the name is not great. I understand that now, but it was The Shiksa's Guide to Dating Jewish Men. And it was chapters about like the culture shock of like when you're like trying to integrate into Jewish community. Mm-hmm. And I actually found it really helpful because there's like the cultural stuff that's not in your Torah classes. Mm-hmm. That's so weird. And like, there's a chapter on take a little sweater.
Yeah.
Like, take a little sweater in case you get cold.
Yes.
And there's another entire chapter about summer camp. About understanding summer camp when you're dating a Jewish man and like what it probably meant to him and what experiences he might have had for the first time at summer camp. But it was a whole chapter on it.
I'm so interested in reading that.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it's an experience, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One that cannot be replicated, I don't think. But you're going to try.
I'm not going to try to replicate Jewish summer camp, no.
You're going to go and you're going to enjoy your shower curtains.
That's right.
And your private bathrooms. And it'll be wonderful.
That's Absolutely. Right.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for joining me tonight.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, it was so fun to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to Finding Favorites with Leah Jones. Please make sure to subscribe and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Now, go out and enjoy your favorite things.
All right, so the last thing before we stop recording is the bumper. So normally it's, hello, my name is blank, and my favorite thing is blank. So maybe you want to say, like, I'm Laura and I'm Annie and our favorite thing is stickers. Like, however you want to divide it up. Or you could each say it and then I can merge them. But it's, hello, my name is blank and my favorite thing is blank.
How about, Annie, how about we do, I'll go, hello, my name is Laura. And you'll say, and I'm Annie. And then, and I'll say, our favorite thing is, and you'll say stickers.
Sure. Or we could both say stickers at the same time.
Okay. Let's just see what happens.
It's going to be wild. Okay.
All right. Hello, my name is Laura.
And I'm Annie.
And our favorite thing
is stickers. You didn't do it. You didn't do the thing. What the hell?
Well, oh, you're right. Let me try again.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Laura.
Why do you sound so crazy? Wait, okay.
I sound like I'm recording a bumper, excuse me.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, here we go. Third time's a charm.
Hello, my name is Laura.
And my name is Annie.
And we love stickers. See, that's why, because there's always a delay. So we have to do it separately.
You're supposed to say my favorite thing, because the name of the podcast is Finding Favorites.
Okay. Hello, my name is Laura.
And I'm Annie.
And our favorite thing is...
Okay, you know what? Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take over your spot, and you're going to take over my spot. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
Okay. Okay, ready? Hey, my name is Annie.
And I'm Laura.
And our favorite thing is...
stickers.
See, that was really good.
Because I did a good job.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Leah's like, okay.
That was amazing. And I'm going to, I don't usually include the bloopers that I made this time because they're so good. They're so good. If I include them, I'll put them at the end, like after the very end.
Okay, that's but they were very funny. Fun. That's yeah. Very funny.